Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hi, how are you? Thank you for listening.
Nailed it.
Yep. On the radio, free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Want to say hello to the folks at YouTube on YouTube. Don't know anything that you're saying, but I'm sure it's great. Speaking of great, we got a nice food delivery today, Jack.
Yeah, from the old Highland Pub.
Highland Pub in Glenside.
Yes.
Used to live right near Glenside. I love it around there.
Yeah.
Glenside. Used to live in Dresher.
Nice.
Used to take the train, the regional rail from Glenside every morning with Tommy Conwell. Occasionally with Tommy Conwell. He would always miss the earlier train and take the next one.
Who is that?
Oh, come on, man. Tommy Conwell, local rock star, hosted Loud and Local on WISP and then did middays on WISP.
All right.
One of the coolest guys I ever met in my whole life.
Was a genuine question?
Yeah.
I didn't know who it was either.
Okay. Wow.
Don't get your back up. Right. You know, we're all having a good time.
I'm Not Your Man. You don't know that tune?
Come on. I think I know that song.
Grow up.
Yeah. I did a nice steak salad from them.
Yes. And they did tons of vegan stuff.
Oh, I know. You were so happy.
Well, I always
You usually text back Ava aggressive and angry.
Yes.
And you texted her back in a pleasant, look, they have vegan options.
Well, we get these menus every week. And, you know, I'm thankful, but I usually just go, give me the fries, give me the pretzels. But they have vegan nachos. They brought me the sweet potato tacos.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we want to thank the Highland Pub. For the great food drop-off, plus their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey. Head out to the Highland Pub, of course, for their $9 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special, and register for the Philly Formation Contest, everyone calls it that, for the chance to win a game day experience with Brent Celek and a home-getting experience with yours truly with two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse. For more info, go to 94WIP.com.
Steinberg's unbelievable. Just a real quick funny story here, Ike. You weren't here for this. So when they bring the food for the Philly Formation Contest, we all take a picture, you know, together. You weren't around. Mm-hmm. So we went over, and Ava grabbed Hugh. And she's like, Hugh, let's take the picture. And he looks, and he goes, you just need a black guy? Because Ike wasn't. And Hugh goes, you should tag it Ike, Spike, and Fritz and see what.
See who knows the difference. Yes.
It was funny. And then he was getting insistent. No, tag it that way. Tag it that way. Yeah.
He really wants us to tag it that way.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah.
And he had a day on Twitter yesterday with the gifts he's tweeting out.
Seriously.
Holy cow. Can't even describe it. Can't describe it.
Nope.
Can't describe it. I'll go pretty far with what we can say on the air.
No.
The top five to five sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
As always, I'm monitoring situations here at WIP. I got my eye on all of you. And there's a lot going on at the station, per usual, including more rifts between two of the biggest shows here at the station.
There's only one big show here.
Right. Okay. So All right, the varsity versus the JV shows here at the station.
Right, yes. Thank you.
Starting at number five, our own Ike Reese spent an hour today as a part of the coming T.O. documentary.
Yes!
It's gotta be, holy cow, an hour?
That is a situation to monitor.
No, we're all monitoring it.
What are you monitoring?
Yeah, just like you're going to be all over Amazon after me and you and Elliot were in the Saquon documentary. Yeah. I mean, it's just we're taking the show to the moon.
This thing is going to new heights, man.
Yeah, that's new exciting. Heights, do you know when it's coming out? Because T.O. talked to us about it when he was here.
Sometime next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get him here to have maybe
to promote it
maybe you have a premiere party with them or something. It would be great to have T.O. here.
Have Donovan call in.
Probably won't happen. Yeah. We are, it's like we're flying a little close to the sun with the T.O. relationship and the Donovan relationship.
Yes, we are.
You know,
well, it's way more Ike than you and I, by the way.
Yes, it's not even close.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even, he's in a pretzel in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, after that documentary comes out, our calls with Donovan, he might be meaner to you than he is to me. Might switch up that edge.
Right? I hope not. Well, it all depends on how they cut it.
Yes.
What they leave in, what
and
they
hopefully
leave out.
Don't sensationalize. Yeah. Tell the truth.
I told the truth.
Tell the truth.
One thing I always say, I was here for the good T.O. year.
Yes, you were not here in 05.
So I didn't really have to comment on 05.
Okay. That's good. That's good. The fourth situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is, what do we have to do to win a freaking Marconi? I mean, once again, just stiffed in this competition.
Yeah.
And this goes back to my program director days, and I got frustrated because there was one year, I don't know if I can tell this story. I can. There's one year where our ratings were like through the roof. Mm-hmm. Not only were we number one in our demographic, we were number one overall. We had a great year. Rebuilt the station, and it was so much so. Now, I couldn't go. I was in San Francisco, but our president of programming, Jeff Salato, went.
Yeah.
So it was such a good year, he said, I'll text you when you guys win. And I'm laying on the bed in San Francisco, and he just writes, I'm sorry, Boston won. And I don't want to go deep into it. I just want to say we had a better year than that Boston station did at that time. So
we've had big 6 or 7 years.
Yes.
And not even 1 year.
And then
we're on a nice little heater right now.
Yeah. I told Rod, and this was my position, and none of my bosses allowed me to do it. I wanted to boycott and not enter because I think it's unfair. Yeah. I don't want to be part of a process I don't believe in. I would love to win a Marconi. But
a rigged election?
Well, clearly they have some. Well, count all the legal votes. They have something against us.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
And potentially you.
And potentially me. Well, Fan, we got screwed too.
Yeah.
We didn't win when I was at Fan either.
Man, something going on with Spike. Yeah. Anyway, the third situation I'm monitoring is, did one of our callers find a cure for diabetes?
Rodney Pete's wife.
Oh, Holly Robinson.
Yeah, Holly. Did you know that she had diabetes?
I did not know that.
Come on, man. She's a spokesperson for this company called GL Pro.
Okay.
And some doctor from Maryland, from Johns Hopkins, they got this. It's a natural supplement.
Thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
It was to reduce the blood sugar. The doctor's wife had a heart attack down in Orlando.
What?
And so when she had the heart attack, she's okay now.
Oh.
He decided to, he's been a doctor. He's a diabetes doctor for 22 years. They found out that in the pancreas, somewhere in the pancreas, they have this... there's like a bug in there that's flying around. I forget what they call
it. But,
it keeps the bug living, in your pancreas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And...
Go ahead.
It was his big discovery was GLP-1s, which are the... Like, when you hear about the weight loss drugs...
Ozempic.
So. That's what GLP-1s are. They've been around for a while for diabetes. It's not
diabetes.
Yeah, it's not some big discovery, but the heart attack with the Orlando doctor, and then the bug in the pancreas
flying around.
And then the drug keeps the bug alive. Is that what his position was?
I need a full breakdown. Next Herb call. What's up with the fly in the pancreas? I didn't know that's what that GLP-1s did.
Man.
He just called up and decided to start talking about Holly Robinson Pete.
Dude, having diabetes. Total misinformation.
Yeah.
Not even close. All right. The second situation I'm monitoring, Emily, the school teacher, is a rising star.
She is.
She out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Calls in talking about 6'7".
Yeah.
She's not going to be able to call today, which she let us know on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, rip me on the first day. Always preach. Rip me again on Twitter because she spelled with two E's instead of a Y, which is
wrong.
Crazy.
Yeah. She spells her name wrong.
Yeah. And she's like, Jax, keep up. Like, I'm supposed to know that there's two E's.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the back and forth.
Yes.
I mean, all of a sudden, we have the old dogs here.
Yeah, we have the new star.
There's new fake stats, Connor.
Yeah.
Emily, the school teacher.
Yeah.
The other, Corey and Columbus. Your seats are a little warm there at the top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you're saying those
are the top.
Just
letting everyone know.
Yep.
They got to continue to reinvent their game.
Your seat's warm, so watch your step.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, watch your step. Watch your mouth.
Don't call Spike a loser.
No. Well, that was uncalled for.
Completely uncalled.
Yeah, I was letting him do his thing.
Yeah, we hate him beat. We get it.
Yeah.
All right. But the number one situation we're monitoring here at WIP, and this one's percolating under the surface, some tension between Spike and DeCamera.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, you smoked DeCamera, so he's going to die alone.
Yeah, seriously.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, that's a little strong.
Yeah, it's a little strong.
I didn't even hear what he said to spur that.
It's like he's had it on your mind.
Yeah, Bam said, hey, Joe DeCamera said something bad about you. And I'm like, yeah, he's going to die alone. That is a little strong.
A little strong? Well,
yeah. You got audio?
Yeah, DeCamera responded. This morning.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Did you hear Spike claim the fact that the reason you're on the air is because of him? He made you? Did you hear all that?
One person alerted me to this. So tell me, because I didn't hear much at all.
Technically, but he made you, and he made me, and he made our show.
Yeah, here's
because
what
he hired us.
Yeah, Juice, here's what I would say.
A strong word.
Juice, that job he got in New York that he ran from, he got that job because we had a good show.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
you're not wrong.
So let's just call a spade a spade.
Spike. I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
But he was just a lowly program director before, barely gotten the job, didn't know what he was doing. All of a sudden, we come in, it's like his star just rises.
And then he goes to the, quote, mecca, as he calls it, and then he runs from it.
Mm. Okay, well, he ran from the mecca 25 years ago. Let's be clear. He used to work in New York. Okay, first thing. Seltzer, their show sucked when it started. It sucked.
Oh, God.
It did. It sucked for 6 months or a year. It was terrible. And Joe didn't even want to, after he met Richie, he thought he had made the worst mistake of his life after they had their first dinner together.
Right.
It was me that molded that. Joe DeCamera was the most boring host in Philadelphia until I helped mold him. You know,
maybe it was a mistake.
Well, I'm just
you're happy with this.
Yeah, well,
you're
I'm
happy,
just saying,
Fritz. No, Fritz, are you happy with what you just did?
Well, and,
I don't think maybe not.
And Seltzer was toiling away at some other radio station.
Stop.
Some part timer, and I bring him over here.
He brought me over here.
Look,
yeah, you're catching strays too.
Well,
I mean, look. God bless them. I'm glad
for
their success.
You know what we got to do? We got to put you and DeCamera in some sort of battle.
Well, physically, neither of us are getting through that, to be quite honest with you.
How about trivia?
Well, his trivia question is rigged. I mean, it's rigged for him. It's rigged for him.
You can't say that.
Well, it's not rigged. He doesn't know the answers, but he doesn't know the questions before he's asked them, that's for sure. But when Seltzer comes up with the questions and the topics, he makes sure they are in DeCamera's wheelhouse. Here's what I propose for Beat the Hammer to find out just how good Hammer is. Mm. Somebody else come up with the questions for 1 month and see how DeCamera does. That's all I want. come up with the question in 1 month. And the first question could be, name one player on the Blue Jays. Just one. Name one player on the Blue Jays. Or something like, you know, everything can't be a question about the 93 Phillies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Or the O2 Eagles. You know, that's I actually pity Seltzer, because how many times can you ask the question, yeah, what was Lenny Dykstra's batting average in 1993? How many times can you ask that question?
Wow.
Did I run from New York? No. I conquered New York, and I came back home.
Oh, there you go.
I conquered.
Kind of sound like Elliot when you said that.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm not bringing them into it. Not being a fan into it. God bless them. God bless the morning show. I love the camera. I love Richie. I love Seltzer. I love Rhea. I love Devin. I love all 47 people that are propping Joe up so he can do 4 hours of radio every day. Ruben Amaro.
There's a lot of people on this show.
Well, Ruben Amaro and Ben Davis and Jason Kelsey and Ross Tucker. And like, I feel like when I'm listening to the show, I'm watching, you know, like in a wedding where they hold the guy up, or, you know, like at a Jewish wedding.
Yeah, the Jewish wedding.
That
yeah.
is the camera sitting on the chair as 12 people are propping him up
from one side of the floor to the other.
And for a guy that doesn't like Jalen Hurts.
Seems like y'all both should get along.
A lot of comp there.
Yeah, he's the Jalen of WIP.
Wow.
Oh, he is.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say.
I mean, Richie's smarter and funnier.
Okay.
Well, I mean, would anybody disagree? No, okay. No. Well, I do love Joe. I don't even like doing this because I don't know if he knows that I love him when I'm doing this.
Well, I think both of you know that you had love for each other.
Yeah.
But there's still pride there.
Well, the reason he's stuck on the run, can I peel back the,
no,
the,
peel
the,
back
the curtain?
Curtain.
Well,
go
well
ahead.
First, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. When I got the WFAN job, the camera tells me, he said, hey, look, I'm not saying this, but my uncle said, you're never going to last up there. And when I left and came back, I know what went through the camera's head. My uncle was right. That spike wasn't going to last in New York. I get it. I understand. I understand what he's saying. So, what is going on there, Jack? Oh, There's just a weird thing on the screen.
No, I know. I don't know why I did that.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're in WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's going on? Yeah, I heard that this morning, and I was like, that's not what happened. He was talking about animals. And then, like, the guy just totally, he fed it to Hammer in a way that.
That he would get offended by it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the next time he brings up you guys, he's talking about Boban again and all that stuff. let's talk about some happy stuff. I want to thank Herb. I ordered me one of those Holly Berry diabetes flies, and man, I just can't wait. my type two might go away.
Yeah, well, they're sold out on eBay right now, the diabetes flies. But
I got mine yesterday.
Yep, no, good job, diabetes. good job.
You got to say it right. It's diabetes.
Diabetes. Yeah. Correct.
Ike, I'm with you, man. I watched Playing for the Mob so many times. Ray Liotta being the narrator. That's one of the best 30s.
Yep. Yeah, is that what it was? Playing for the Mob. That's the name of it.
Okay. Oh, that was the 30 for 30.
Yeah, the 30 for 30. Yep.
They don't do. Like, do they still do 30 for 30?
Nah. Do they?
Not really.
Not really.
Because I know it was Bill Simmons that started it, and they kept doing it after he left. But I don't remember seeing. The best one was about the players going broke. That was the one that really got me started.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yep. Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? The quarterback for the Browns. That was, man, his whole family.
That was Bernie Kosar.
Raping him.
Yes.
Bernie Kosar.
And I remember the player on the Celtics, tall guy, like point forward kind of guy, was on it too.
Was he on there for the Celtics?
Early 2000s. Mm. Antoine Walker.
Oh, yeah, Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker was on there too.
That's because he was hanging with Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, trying to gamble with Jordan. Your pockets ain't as long as Michael Jordan's.
Right. As much money as you think you have, he's got a lot more.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Jack, can you do me a favor? When Eurojohn talks, can you just do the Charlie Brown teacher? Wah, 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 wah.
It sounds pretty close. His phone sounded pretty good today. I was excited to get him up there.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on there, but we didn't have time. I would love it. I don't mind talking to Eurojohn. You know what I love about Eurojohn? His passion for, I love basketball. He's got a deep passion for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, unfortunately, he hates America.
Right.
He doesn't like any American basketball players. But aside from hating America, if you could put that to the side, I love his passion for basketball.
It's like Elliot, you know, deep passion for letting the athletes bet. Because,
yes.
You know, they don't have enough money, so why not, you know?
Yeah, let them go in and gamble, yeah.
I can't see how betting on my team's wins could affect, at the end of the season, how I play. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I can't figure out with Elliot is that Elliot's craziest takes, he believes them. I can't believe that he believes it. I think he likes arguing it, and maybe he doesn't believe anything, but him believing it just seems so psychotic to me.
I just think he could have been a great attorney in another life because when he believes in something, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, you ain't changing his mind.
Green, yep.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're telling me, it's green. It's not blue.
Too short to be a great attorney, though.
That's what phone books are for.
Right. Or heels. High heels.
Oh, yeah. Well, doesn't he have them already?
No heels. No. He does have... No heels. No heels.
The only guy I ever heard of that wore shoes too small because they look good.
Yes. Oh, man. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That and eye cream. Remember the eye cream?
Did you say eye cream stuff on his eyes? Oh, right.
Yeah,
to get rid of the bags.
Videos and stuff.
That brings up a whole different thing in that Elliot aging, I'm comfortable with getting older. You know, sure. I have more gray hair in my beard, whatever. Ike's comfortable getting older.
Yep.
Elliot's not going to be.
Not even close.
And he is going, you know how I think generally, and I understand why, generally women are Elliot's what, 37? When they start getting to 40, they start getting more anxious about it. Mm-hmm. Elliot is going to be the worst you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what we have to do to make him feel better is just relentlessly remind him of it and torture him about the fact that he's closing in on 40.
Yeah.
Like every day when we have him here on Tuesday, we tell him how many days until he turns 40.
Because we don't want him getting plastic surgery and looking crazy.
No, 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 no. Which he would do.
Which he would 100% good, though.
Maybe get a pair of boobs.
Elliot Shore Botox.
Joe Buck addicted to hair plugs, Elliot?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If Elliot goes... Didn't he guarantee... Oh, no. Jack guaranteed he'd never go bald?
Well, Jack, I think we both have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think... Thank you for the call, Gary, as always. I think what we do is we have a countdown because he's got to be under 1,000 days right now till he turns 40. And just remind him every time he's in here, how many more days till he turns 40? How many days till he turns 40? And that'll help him with his anxiety,
yep,
I think.
Yep. Deal with it.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Troy Vincent spoke on the tush push again.
TV!
It doesn't go away.
That's big, bro.
It is. Troy Vincent, great dude, except he's trying to get rid of the tush push.
That's true.
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nothing left for me. Little nugget on this sports betting thing that's going on right now. If you haven't heard, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups both arrested today by the feds. saying that there was a, not only that, that this, just to clear up what's going on here, this is not a scandal because Terry Rozier was betting on, using a, an online sports book to bet on the team. That, that would have
this
been.
This isn't like Isaiah Rodgers.
No, no.
On an app, on a FanDuel app at the facility.
That, that would have been an NBA issue. That's not illegal for him to do. It's against the rules for the NBA. They just would have suspended him or you know, gotten rid of him completely. And that would have been that. This is that they were involved in giving inside information and somehow tied into mob stuff for other people to bet. So an interesting nugget from, and just as a note to that, and well, I'll say that after this. So from Brian Windhorst, who says, the sportsbook caught the irregular betting on Terry Rozier the day it happened. And guess what? The Rozier didn't play the rest of the season. He had a faked injury. So the that wasn't the cause of him not playing, the injury. The NBA pulled him. So before any of this was public with, you know, with federal authorities or anything like that,
the NBA knew.
The NBA knew, had him fake an injury so they could look at it underneath. So here's here's the interesting thing, because there's a lot of like there's a lot of conversation today about this being like an indication that online betting is bad, right? That that the bets are bad. The truth is that the books catch this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the online sports betting makes this easier to catch. When this is all happening, you know, in the dark underbelly of the illegal betting world,
there's no checks and balances.
No, there's none of that. So this is not an argument for or pro or any of those things. But to be clear, the sports books don't want this happening. This is the last thing they want because it makes people more unlikely to bet if they don't think the results are legitimate, right?
Yep.
So the books are catching this. As soon as the books see irregular activity, they're the ones that alert the feds that these things might be happening and alert the league specifically this thing. So if this is discovered that the NBA knew this was happening and did not do anything about it, like, that's bad. The NBA already survived one really, really bad thing with the Tim Donaghy thing. Mm-hmm. This is potentially way worse.
Yeah. Trying to, and clearly they were trying to protect the quote unquote shield. We use that term in the NFL. But that's what the NBA were trying to do. That's what they were trying to do here, is trying to protect their own image and think that they could just push this under the rug and it would somehow go away. They didn't know feds are in on this thing.
Yeah, this is not going away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is it not going away, an important thing to note is, this wasn't like a quiet arrest. There was a press conference. They are making an issue out of this.
The head of the FBI was standing up there. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. And then when he named off the mob families.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is, it felt like I was sitting there watching something from a movie.
It didn't seem
real. This don't seem real to me.
Yeah. And to be clear, again, just to separate the online books from this other stuff has been going on for 100 years. There have been sports betting, you know, scandals and players and coaches and that sort of stuff for 100 years. The online books allow this got caught because it was the online book. So just crazy. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more. Now through Saturday, in-store only. You only have 2 days there. Twitter question, are you ready to admit that Daryl Morey is an elite general manager? You would be shocked to find out 84% say no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes.
No. I just want to say,
give him credit for
still
an
uphill climb, but
yeah, but you know, even the best GMs, Howie Roseman is not without his mistakes.
Exactly.
You know, and I just want to point out, all of those young players you saw last night were either obtained by signing them, like Dominic Barlow on a 2-way deal was great last night on a not below an NBA minimum contract. He's on a 2-way deal, so that was Daryl Morey. Drafting Vijay Edgecombe was Daryl Morey. Drafting Tyrese Maxey was Daryl Morey.
Elton Brand.
No, it was Daryl Morey. And drafting drafting Jared McCain was Daryl Morey. And I can't wait till McCain comes back. That's
cannot
the other thing.
Wait. Cannot wait.
Can't wait.
Now, he did give Paul George a contract. He did.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He did.
Well, like I said, he's not perfect.
No. Not defending the Paul George contract. But every player you obtain is, you're at the mercy of the other players that are available to obtain. So it's not like every year everybody's out there and you can just get whoever
sure.
you want. I still believe that Paul George was the right thing to do at that time. It didn't work out. And as a general manager, you are judged. You know, you were saying earlier that there were Fire Howie signs yeah. outside of our offices
right there,
here,
yeah.
right out here, just 5 years ago. So and he is, and that didn't mean he was a bad general manager at the time. It just means that you are a... It's a results-based business.
Yep.
If you get the good players, you get credit. If you get the bad players, you don't get credit, even if it might have been the right move at the time. The tush-push continues. Here is Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent says, because now they're talking about this whole thing with the neutral zone and the offsides and all mm-hmm. that. When the guard is in the neutral zone or someone else is in the neutral zone, it's really hard for that line judge to identify based on what he's looking at down the line of scrimmage. Troy Vincent said, at the end of the day, there's a team that still does it well, and we've seen other people have versions of it. But from an officiating standpoint, we're trying to get better at identifying when someone is in the neutral zone or when someone leaves a little early. So this is Ramon George, who is the NFL VP of officiating training. He says, anytime we have this situation short yardage, we know we want to make sure that that we officiate these plays. The offensive team has to be perfect in every aspect. We want to officiate it tight. We want to be black and white and as tight as we can when we get into the situation where teams are in the bunch position and we have to officiate them being onsides movement early. The thing that is so interesting about the conversation about the tush push now mm-hmm. is it has nothing to do with the tush push part of the play. Nothing. It has to do with the lineup of the offensive linemen, you know, but
sure.
the idea of the person standing behind the quarterback pushing them at the end,
right.
which seemed to be the point of conflict here, mm-hmm. is not what we're talking about. Remember, that whole argument was, I didn't think you were allowed to push a player mm-hmm. into further yardage. So the interesting thing to me here is even if they take out the tush-push part of it, I would imagine that the Philadelphia Eagles, if they ran a quarterback sneak, a normal one, would still line up in the way that we're talking about. We're not, you know, they would still line up in that wedge. That's the most efficient way to get the quarterback.
But I'll tell you this. I didn't notice a difference last week from the overhead shot.
Okay.
Earlier in the season when Kansas City was complaining and some of the other teams were complaining.
We were more over the ball.
Yes, okay. I think there was a neutral zone infraction there.
Okay.
As well as a time or two where we may have got a little bit of a jump.
Sure.
They showed that overhead shot this week versus Minnesota, and it was Cam, and then you could clearly see where everybody was behind the ball and everything else. So I don't know if they have at least warned them that
I'm sure
this is what
have.
They should
yeah.
do. They probably have sent the letter or made the phone call to the Eagles about, we're going to be looking to call this,
mm-hmm.
so you had better get your guys lined up correctly and make sure that they aren't in front of Cam or in that neutral zone with a ball. Because it was a couple games earlier in the year, you don't even see the football.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because everybody's...
Because everybody is so yeah. bunched up there, and it's not supposed to be that way.
No.
Yeah, it's not supposed
even
to be
in
way.
A normal sneak, you're not supposed to be able to do that. 215-592-9494.
You know what? I don't know if it's going anywhere.
I don't think so either. Because
yeah, I don't know if it's going anywhere.
Because if that is the whole problem, and all we need to do is not line up in the neutral zone or not false start.
You got no more complaints.
It's just so weird how the conversation about what is wrong with the play has
right.
shifted
yeah.
from pushing Jalen Hurts to how we're lining up on the line of scrimmage.
We had to find something else
right.
to sort of complain about.
Right. So yeah. Do you guys want to talk about, like, before we get back to the phones, just for like a minute, but just about, you know, what goes on in the bedroom?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, me confused there for a second.
Very confused. Usually a pretty good transition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, where's he going?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, you know, because it's important, you know, I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. A healthy sex life is important with your significant other.
It is.
Yeah. It's important. And if you can perform the way that you know you're capable of, mm-hmm. you can have a better relationship. It's just a fact.
Yeah, people helping people.
It's just a fact. And Blue Chew can help you there.
Yeah.
She's happy. You're happy.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
You go to BlueChew.com. We've talked about Blue Chew a lot. If you're skeptical, maybe it might not work for me. Your first month is going to be free, so you can just try. Jack's going to pay for it.
Always.
That's right.
All you do is, Jack has refused to pay for the shipping, which I get, but it's only like $5. So use code 94 when you check out. The great thing about Blue Chew is that you're not going to have to go to the doctor's office and have an awkward conversation. Mm-hmm. You do it at BlueChew.com. You're not going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy. Nope. It's made and shipped here in the USA and arrives in your mailbox in one discreet
hard
package.
Maybe it's two of them. If you're
two of what?
Particularly two of the packages.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe things are going well.
Dose.
Yeah. And I said no pharmacy. And I said no doctor. And nope. It's a chewable. So you don't have to worry about having a glass of water there. You know, when it's time, you just pop
just
that baby
it.
In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go to BlueChew.com at checkout. As I said, use code 94 for your first month free. And then, sir, you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
No one says fly.
Who did that?
Chew it and do it, y'all.
Battle mocking country music, very sad.
What are you doing, y'all?
I love Let the Good Times Fly.
No one says that.
No one says that. Nick,
he just has to mess up everything.
Yeah. It's uncanny.
Yeah.
How he doesn't mess up the text line, he messes up a good amount.
Well, he's from Central New York, and having lived there, they're not cultured. You know, they're not.
The sky's always
people.
Gray.
Yeah.
You know?
It is always gray there. It's unbelievable. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Hey, everybody. I think I could use about 6-7 of those this weekend.
No.
No.
4 hours?
No.
All right. And listen, I didn't know Ben Simmons changed his number to 77 last night. When did he do that? You need Instagram stuff like that. Like, I missed that.
And I'm missing the joke here.
Yeah, what's the joke?
well, that's what we wanted Ben Simmons to be.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, look, Ben Simmons was never – Ben Simmons had a potential to be a great player. Yes, what we wanted to be – yes. I mean, Ben, just in fairness to Ben Simmons, his rookie year was awesome.
He was a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
He looked a lot like that, except he didn't take a jumper.
Okay? Yeah,
he
no jumper.
The lane.
Yeah.
He drove the lane. He was like, you're right. He looked a lot like Edgecombe, you know, with 4 or 5 extra inches. But
yeah,
balls. He digressed. Oh my god!
I always rub my stick.
I remember going back watching like 12 minutes of his summer league tape, and I'm going, where did this guy go? Like, where did this dude?
Dude,
go?
Summer league Ben was the best, man.
Oh, he was great.
I thought we had Magic Johnson.
Dude, unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway. I think
VJ's great, though. He's going to be great defensively.
He's going to be great, yeah.
And I keep saying it. He's so skinny. No, he's not skinny, but you look at his frame and you just realize that when he fills out physically, he will be.
I still can't tell who he reminds me of. Like, it's Oladipo, but I think he could be better than Oladipo.
Yes. Physically, he looks like Oladipo.
Oladipo was pretty damn good
and
before he got injured.
He was.
Physically, he's like Oladipo. People keep comparing him to Jimmy Butler.
But he's more athletic than, I mean.
Well, yes, way more athletic than Jimmy Butler.
But Jimmy was a, strength-wise, early in his career, he was pretty intimidating. I remember he scored 50 against the Sixers
or
something.
But Jimmy's shoulders were broader.
Yes.
You know? Like he's a little skinnier.
Yes, he is. But yeah, I can't quite, people are mentioning, what's his name, from the Timberwolves.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards far more of a bucket getter, pure scorer than Edgecombe is. I can't quite figure it out, but he feels very much like a 2025 NBA player. I remember watching the Pacers last year and the Thunder, and it just seemed like they had so many guys that were somewhere between 6'4 and 6'7 that had a high motor and that could do like everything. And Edgecombe reminds me of a player that you would have seen in that series.
Yeah, I think it's. I know it's just one game. I mean, maybe we should reevaluate in like 6-7 of these games, but it's only one game.
Don't do that twice.
please not.
What was so great is that all those veteran players around him on both teams on the road, and he was just like, oh wait, there's a vacuum here and somebody needs to fill it. Let me be that guy. And he just did it. Now again, game one on the road,
nobody was there. I get all that, but it's promising that mentally, like mentally, he was like, this is my game tonight. He didn't ask. He didn't, you know, look around. He was just like, oh, I'm taking this. Now, Elliot, I think what we need to do to find out if this is true, like his belief on this gambling, see, what we forget to bring up about this gambling thing, it's about fair information.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody knows this information, yes, then everybody's fair, and we right. can all bet how we want to, but only what is a select few, then they can make tons of money, and we're the suckers, and that's the problem.
Yeah, to your point, if Elliot's whole thing is they can bet on themselves, but every bet is public, then fine.
Right.
Then fine. But you know what they're not going to do? Bet.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Well, it's like these corporate billionaires that own their own stock of their own companies. They have to divulge if they're selling their stock.
Yes.
Because if you see an owner of a billion-dollar company sell 10,000 shares of his stock, it's like, wait, is he just trying to cash in some money, or is there something going on that I need to know? So right. that's the important thing. Now fake Stat Connors here. The one thing he never brings up, which is there's a lot of gambling stuff, but I don't want to bring any of this up except for one thing. Just personal information, but what's your biggest long shot this year? Is it like Jalen winning the MVP? Hmm. Or is it like... let's just say there's...
How much time you got?
Just say, let's just say...
All right, I give you my biggest long shot. It's the Sixers winning the East.
Okay, so that's probably like 2,500?
No, 1,200.
Plus 1,200.
1,200.
Well, okay, so the problem is that you only have one of those tickets. And if they give you a cash out, then you're stuck. I either cash out and don't have the ticket anymore...
Yes.
Or keep it and hope it hits.
Yeah.
So this, I never hear a gambler say this. What you do is you double up on that ticket. Let's just say random numbers. You're going to bet $10 on that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of buying one ticket for 10 for the Sixers to win the championship, you buy two tickets for 5. So if they give you a cash out, you can cash out a $5 ticket and make cash and put it in the bank and still have an open
and still
ticket.
Have the other ticket there.
And that's what nobody ever says. It's like stock. When you own stock, you never cash out all the shares.
Oh, right.
If you have 100 shares, you just cash out 50. And if it doubles, then you cash out another half of the,
right.
You know, so you always have
right.
some money in the pot to make money. So,
well, that makes sense.
About Elliot, you guys should, like, we need to line them up with one of these world news reporters. Like, it's like on 630 News, the world guy, and have him argue his point nationwide.
Oh, no. We don't need that.
We'll
yes, we do.
Really
good idea, Nick.
Yeah, we did not.
Yeah, great embarrassing idea. Nationally.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine that nationally? I think Pat in Denver thinks I hate him, so even though we only have a little bit of time, I'm going to give Pat in Denver 90 seconds, because I do love Pat in Denver, even though he's a pain in the ass. You're on WIP.
Yeah,
what's up, Pat?
Okay, Spike. Yeah, I got a quick question for you, and the best debut album of all time, even though Appetite is amazing, is Pearl Jam 10. And
that's a good one. It's a good one. Well, it could be argued, yeah, but yeah.
It's just interesting that the ESP thing got me fired up. As a degenerate gambler, I have expertise in this area, and I know we don't have time to talk about it, but it's interesting you haven't brought up Damon Jones as part of this.
Oh, yeah.
He's tied into Gilbert Arenas, who's tied into the LeBron James early poker games at his house, which everyone is shaking in their boots in the NBA right now. It's a dark day for the NBA. My question for you is... if you had to choose one man crush, who would it be? Kelly Oubre or Baker Mayfield?
Well, he just hung up. Kelly
Oubre. Well, if you're looking at the looks, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, looks, it's Oubre. I mean, as a player, it's Baker.
Well, yeah.
It looks, it's Oubre.
Oubre's infuriating.
But I appreciate him because he plays hard.
Just...
He hit a big three last night
then
draws a foul in the fourth quarter, down the stretch. He hits a big three they don't win. Then he draws a foul on the other end.
It's just, I feel like he always takes three when I don't need him to take a three.
But he's open. He's got to take it. You're just talking, you're betting. You guys, the feds
are
going
to
be.
Derek White is dead to me.
Get the feds on me.
Get the feds. Now, investigate Derek White. Pass the basketball. Anfrey Simons is right there. Anfrey's right there. He's a way better scorer than you, Derek White, you fraud.
Derek White shot 40-some percent.
Damn good.
Yeah,
he's
what are
good.
You talking
Last
about?
Last night he sucked. And that fraud little twerp, Peyton Pritchard.
He can shoot, too.
But he was horrible last night. Investigate him.
Did you bet the Celtics last night?
No, I belted his all parlays. The Celtics.
Yeah, he bets parlays.
I put Anfernee Simons in a ladder. I put Peyton Pritchard in a parlay.
You can't be putting Anfernee Simons in your parlays on the Celtics.
It was a
Blazers.
Straight line bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, 25 plus is a plus 800.
Okay, all right.
And they had the profit boost last night.
Well, I think he goes there, you know, he turns to a different player. You know, they've gotten Terry Rozier. May he, you know.
Rest
he's not rest
peace.
In peace, not dead, but yeah. Like you get the point. You know, Isaiah Thomas, they've turned into a good scorer. Yep. I just expected the Celtics system to get the most out of Anthony Simons.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
It's Sixers season, where Spike shames Elliot about every Sixers opinion he's ever had. Mark and Monco.
We shame about his Eagles opinions, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
To be clear.
His Philly's opinions.
Yeah.
Every opinion.
Yeah. Really. Come on. And it's not everyone who's ever had. It's just he's got so many bangers. And the fraud Paul George take he had from last year that we discussed.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah. Proud of that one, even though.
Yeah.
I don't know how much credit he gets.
Yeah. What's next?
From the makers of Pablo Torre Finds Out comes a new investigative journalism podcast with Reese. Check out the pilot episode with the bombshell A.J. Brown has issues with his quarterback, Mike in Havertown.
Yeah, Reese was a different caller.
Dude, the Reese call feels like it was three shows ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Because it was like early in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, me yelling in the first segment.
Oh, I love it. I love when I hear you turn.
He made a lot of sense.
Made no sense.
He's got a good eye.
He is on your side.
Yeah. Like,
very much. Even when I explain my whole position on AJ, which I think is completely rational, he's, nah.
Nope.
What's next?
Spike today. How could you watch that team win last night and focus on Embiid? What a miserable existence. Spike starting every show last year following an Eagles win. Well, Saquon was great, but first off, we have to talk about the passing game. Joe and Drescher.
It's not what happened. It was usually Tuesday. I wouldn't ruin the day on Monday for that.
Yes, you wouldn't ruin Monday.
Yeah, I've learned. You got to let everybody be happy on Monday and then just write your list for everything that went wrong for Tuesday and Wednesday.
We learned that after the Super Bowl.
Yes, we did. What a moment. What a moment. First segment?
The first hour.
First segment is a 220 and lasted about 227.
Yeah.
Longest 7 minutes of my life.
Mom and Dad were arguing. Mom and Dad were fighting.
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, everything seems fine to me. Man, I'm tired of being right. Elliot turning on an NBA game tonight.
Yeah. What was that part of it? He said, yeah, the scandal show. We'll see what happens. What did he think was going to happen?
No more games.
It's
like his whole thing with like, oh, shocking, there's traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Going to the Eagles games. Idiot. It can be worse.
He doesn't get it back on any other show like ours.
Nope.
They're just like, Elliot.
Well, he enjoys it, too.
Yeah. Here's
Elliot.
Elliot, the reporter, Eagles reporter expert on every other show. Us. Hey, dummy. Remember this thing you said 4 years ago? We're going to rehash it again.
Well, and he knows when it's not the day he's supposed to come on, that it's going to be a fight. Yeah. Like we got something to get off our chest with Elliot.
What's next?
Finally, someone gets it. Pete Rose from the grave.
Yep.
He has an ally in Elliot, that's for sure. What's next?
Mike Mayock after the Minnesota game. Look, Jalen played well, but it's a process, and I would say things are just a little better. Spike Eskin after the Sixers beat a Celtics team without their best player. Congratulations to Daryl Morey for yet again assembling a championship roster. Alex in Lancaster.
It's just not what I said.
I mean,
it's not even the gist of
it. Kind of implied.
It's not a championship roster. I said yesterday, I'm expecting nothing. They went into Boston with a rookie. Jack, I have to ask you, what's coming up on Fritz at 6 tonight?
Nah, we're still talking about VJ.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What word would you use to describe how you felt watching the Sixers last night?
We're doing our weekend show tonight?
Yep.
Is that what we're doing tonight?
Yeah, all
Is that what we're doing?
It's going to be riveting.
Yeah. Well, Jack is up next. Who's on after you tonight?
We got Thursday Night Football.
Oh, right.
Wentz versus Herbert, the Fritz Bowl.
I need a Herbert
masterclass. Yeah. Yes, I do.
In the
yes,
worst way. In yes, the worst way.
Time to put the Bronco out to pasture.
We will be back tomorrow with our usual. You think that the Wednesday and Thursday shows were ridiculous? Well, you haven't heard the Friday show.
Yeah,
Football Friday, sort of. Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I want whatever Tommy down the shore calls about, he's got to do the Gabagool poem again. Eat the Gabagool.
Eat the Gabagool.
Eat the Gabagool. So that's tomorrow. Fritz at 6 is next. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.